Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world. Spreading the news and information.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Happy Knee Radio Show. I am your host, Lillian Daniels, and you're listening to Blog Talk Radio with the Rainbow Soul. So the Happy Knee Radio Show was created to provide natural solutions to knee pain. So no surgery, no prescription drugs, only a pain-free knee that allows you to live the life that you want and really allows you to be mobile. So I created this radio show because I do consultations one-on-one with clients that really want to be able to use their knee for as long as possible. I know my personal goal is to make it to 95, able to move, able to be healthy, energized, and really active. And that is really the goal of the Happy Knee, to help you to do the same and give you great solutions. So if you have knee pain or you have a family member or loved one that has been suffering with knee pain, visit thehappyknee.com and make sure that you get your free Happy Knee gift. And this gift basically is a guide that gives you very short points on what you can do to get rid of your knee pain. And I made it so that they're very easy to do, easy to implement, and are most importantly effective. So let's get into the show. Today's show is going to be Thanksgiving and a Happy Knee. I know a lot of people will probably be heading home either early next week or midweek to head home to visit family or visiting friends, and you're going to inevitably enjoy a lot of awesome foods, a lot of great time. And it's important to understand what you can do to ensure that your knee is happy as you're going from wherever you are now to meet your family, enjoy a great time, and, you know, coming back to your regular life without aches and pains, without knee pain, and, you know, just as happy and in just as good a shape. And so the first thing we're going to talk about is what to do while traveling. So a lot of us may be taking the bus, maybe taking the train, maybe flying to get to our destination for Thanksgiving. And it's helpful to understand what you can do to help make sure that you have no knee pain, or at least you're able to get rid of it quickly while you are traveling. So a key to making sure that your knee is, you know, okay while you're traveling is really to help prevent inflammation while you're there. A lot of times while you're sitting down, a lot of times while we are traveling, our knee will kind of tighten up, and that's due to inactivity. And so if you want to start out, you might want to bring, a lot of people probably know about turmeric already, and the amount of turmeric that you should take that I found that works for myself as well as clients is in the Happy Knee gift. So make sure you visit the website, make sure you get your copy, because it'll tell you based on how tall you are and all those things, how much you should take and how to figure that out. And so turmeric is something that I usually substitute for a painkiller. Now, I haven't had to use this for like I want to say at least a year, and that's because of diet and such. But if you are like, I have knee pain now, I anticipate having it while I travel, then I would recommend, you know, bringing a bottle with you. Now, the second part to making sure that while you are traveling and getting to and from your Thanksgiving destination is making sure that you're kind of stretching your knee. And so when you're sitting down, you want to make sure that your knee is not in a locked position. So that means you want to make sure your knee is not in a 90-degree bend. And the reason for that is the same way putting too much pressure on your knee can really harm it. Having it locked can actually harm it. And your knee in the locked position is pretty much a 90-degree angle. So what I found is when I'm traveling, say I'm traveling and I don't have a lot of space, then I might extend my knee backwards so that my foot is actually underneath my chair to kind of give it a like an ability to bend. But if I'm lucky and I have a little more room, I'll extend it forward and allow it to relax. And so every now and then you want to make sure that you're kind of bending your knee. And that's if you're in a position where you're not able to walk around for a great deal. Now, say you have the opportunity to, say you're taking a bus or you're driving and you have the opportunity to, you know, have a pit stop. And if that's the case, then it's good to walk around and, you know, just take a little bit of a break. And that really helps to loosen up your knee and allow for the flow and increased circulation. And so those are the key tips that you really want to do in terms of what to do when you're traveling back home for Thanksgiving to make sure that you're not encountering knee pain and really to anticipate it, because you really want to make sure that your trip home is a full, enjoyable, you know, experience. Like, we work hard, we go home to enjoy family and friends. And the last thing we need is our knee getting in the way of that good time. So when traveling, bring turmeric. Make sure you visit thehappyknee.com to find out how much you would need and how you should take it. And make sure you're stretching your knee out. So don't leave it in a 90-degree angle. You want to try to bend it forward, bend it back, and make sure that you're keeping up that circulation. And so again, for those tuning in, you are listening to the Happy Knee Radio Show. I'm your host, Lillian Daniels. And the Happy Knee Radio Show is here to provide natural solutions to your knee pain, natural and effective solutions to keep your knee happy and useful for as long as possible. Make sure that you visit thehappyknee.com. And if you have an urgent issue, you can visit, sign up for a free consult to find out more about the Happy Knee program, where we walk people through everything from chronic knee pain to an ACL tear and how to heal naturally without having to get surgery or take prescription drugs. And so back to our topic, which is Thanksgiving and your happy knee. So we went over what to do when you're traveling. Now let's get to the meat of the issue. What to do when you are home. Right? So, and more importantly, what do you do for that big Thanksgiving dinner? So how do you navigate the foods to eat that are going to make sure that your knee is not painful and still enjoy a good time with your family? And I really have to say, you know, food is love. You know, I know there's a quote that Diane von Furstenberg said where it's like, you know, love is life. And, you know, I was like, that's a really great quote. But it's like, I was like, I love food. And, you know, to be serious, you know, like, food is love. Like, whenever you think of a celebration, there's food. When there's a birthday, there's food. When there's Thanksgiving, when there's Christmas, when you go out to dinner with a loved one, you know, a lot of things circle around food. And our ability to ensure that we're eating the right foods for a specific situation or a specific goal, and that goal for me is making it to 95, happy, healthy, and energized, then we need to make sure that we're giving it the fuel that it needs. And the holidays can be especially sensitive in that it's a perfect time to share that love with the people that you care the most about. And so frequently, you'll find dishes that are very traditional and that might not be that nutritious, but we continue to eat them. And for those, I would say, you know, have them in moderation. But I think another expression of our love for the people that we care about is giving them foods that are really nourishing them as well as tasting good, right? Because I am not for torturing anybody. I love good food, right? And so in regards to food, you want to limit these types of foods. So you want to limit your sweets. You want to limit processed foods. That means anything that wasn't made from scratch, anything that, you know, has a lot of chemicals and coloring and all that, you want to limit that. So one step is, say you have like cranberry sauce, where that's a traditional thing. So instead of having the canned cranberry sauce, maybe you'll get fresh cranberries, put them in a pan, add some maple syrup, and you can saute them, and that makes a nice little sauce. But that's just one example of making something from scratch. And just by making that little tweak, you're still able to enjoy the flavor, but you're able to avoid the chemicals and the additives that could literally set your knee off. So like, I know I will literally experience a stiffness in my knee or a sharp pain after having sweets or foods that are highly processed. And so even though you're home for Thanksgiving, that does not mean that you need to compromise on what you eat. And it doesn't mean you have to compromise on taste. Another tool that I have for you guys is key ingredients that you can add to your food. So what spices and what should you be stocking your cabinets with or cupboards with to make sure that you have the tools and the foods necessary to have a happy knee. So make sure that you visit YouTube and visit the YouTube Happy Knee channel. And there are lots of videos on there on specific ingredients, how to prepare them, and why they're helpful for your knee. So when you're home, you can check out those ingredients, make sure that you have them and you're able to add them to the dishes that you're cooking for your family, your loved ones, and your knee, and yourself. So that's just something I really want us to understand, is like, food is love. And it's really important that we're able to show the love for the people that we care about while they are here and allow them to be here with us longer. Like, that's really what I hope to do, is really share my love for food and, you know, just the happiness and the joy that I have with the loved ones that are here for as long as possible. And that really boils down to what we eat. And so visit the YouTube channel, find out ingredients that you should be adding, and bring a dish. So bring a dish to your Thanksgiving dinner. So it might be, you know, making cranberry sauce from scratch. It might be adding a dessert that isn't as sugary, but still tastes delicious and doesn't have any, you know, fake sugars. So one thing that you make sure that you don't want to do is you don't want to replace real sugar with something that, like a fake sugar. Like, those are no-nos. So no sweet and low, no stevia. You really just want to reduce the sugar, or if you really, really need a sweetener, try cane sugar or honey. And it's really like, when it comes to, you know, all of these things that are created to help you lose weight and all this stuff, I opt for moderation as opposed to a chemical-based substitute or alternative. So when it comes to your big Thanksgiving dinner, bring a dish, you know, love the people that you're around and show that love by giving them foods that are really going to nourish them. Visit the Happy Knee YouTube channel to find out the ingredients that you can make sure that you're adding to your dishes. And these are ingredients that are literally specific things I use every day, and they really promote a happy knee in improving circulation, giving you energy, and really helping you to have a happy knee. And by adapting these ingredients, you're helping to ensure that you're happier and healthier, as well as your friends and loved ones. And the last tip is make sure that you avoid processed foods. So you really want to try to cook as much from scratch as possible. And if you're like, you know what, I don't have a whole bunch of time, that's fine. Simpler is better. So it might even be throwing some green beans in a pot, sauteing them with a little bit of garlic and salt, and that's it, you know? But it's like, if it's basic, it's even better. And so, again, for those tuning in, you're listening to the Happy Knee Radio Show with Lillian Daniels. Today's topic is Thanksgiving and a happy knee, how to ensure that your knee is happy through the beautiful, awesome Thanksgiving holiday. Beautiful, awesome, and in, you know, without a doubt, food-filled holiday, right? So we went over what to do when traveling. We went over, you know, how to handle Thanksgiving dinner. And this third topic that I want to touch upon is what activities to do while home. So part of ensuring that you have a happy knee, you know, you have diet, you have specific exercises and natural remedies. And those are pretty much the three pillars to how I ensure that clients have, you know, a happy knee, which is a knee that they're able to use, not worry about, and that's pain-free. And so, you know, understanding what activities to do while you are at home, that is very, very important. So while you're home, kind of resist the urge to just sit around too much. So one thing I saw that a friend did for her Thanksgiving was after Thanksgiving, her and her family went on a walk. And so they went hiking, or, you know, they just took a walk around their neighborhood. And I love that. It helps to improve your digestion as opposed to promoting the food just kind of sitting there. And that's very, very helpful because, you know, having proper digestion, ensuring that all of the bad things are leaving your body effectively is extremely critical to a happy knee. So you want to make sure that you're moving. Now, if you're going to be going to the gym while you are home, there are happy knee approved activities. So the one I absolutely love is biking. So if you have a stationary bike where you can control even more so than a regular bike, you're able to control the intensity. You're able to control, you know, am I just, you know, improving range of motion where you have it on a low resistance, or am I getting a quad workout and that might be a higher resistance? So when you're at the gym, I would recommend biking. I would also recommend lifting weights lightly, and I would recommend swimming. And swimming is wonderful. So about, I think it was 2 weeks ago, no, it was about a week ago, one of the two. I finished the New York City Marathon, and I told myself, you know, you have to take a break from running. And I was like, okay, well, what can I do to ensure I still stay in shape? And so swimming is a great way to do that. You know, while you're doing it, you move at your own pace. You're really working your entire body. You know, after doing it consistently, you're going to see great toning. And it's, most importantly, it's low impact, actually no impact on your knee. And so those are activities that you can really participate in while you are at the gym. I would recommend biking, lightly lifting weights, and swimming. And really make sure that you're moving as much as possible. And if you can, I would, you know, see if you can recruit some people to go with you for a walk after dinner. And it'll be different. It'll be exciting. It'll be a way to improve and encourage digestion. And so another part of what you want to do while you're home. So one thing I've realized is that it can be somewhat of a stressful time for some at this time, time of year. And it's extremely important not to look over, do not overlook stress. I was so flustered, I got tongue tied. So frequently, we're told, work out so that you're in shape, eat well so that you're in shape. But the factor of stress and management of stress is not addressed. And it's important that you're able to handle that as well. And my favorite method of managing stress is breathing. And it might sound silly, but really breathe. And I learned a great deal about this even further when I went to Thailand for yoga training and found the simplicity in just breathing, like how simple it is, but how much of an impact it can make. So whether it is, just taking a deep breath, or whether it is having a guided meditation, or whether you're just, thinking, okay, I'm going to inhale for four breaths and then hold it for four breaths and then exhale, which is another way to practice and control your breathing. Like whatever you do, you really want to take out time to just take a breath. Now, specifically with taking a deep breath, I understand that sometimes we are just really, really stressed, overwhelmed, not able to focus, and it seems impossible to take a deep breath, or taking a deep breath seems extremely ineffective. And I have found that that's because our chest is not opened up. So when you're taking a deep breath or when you're really stressed, try making sure that your chest is opened. And you can do that by clasping your hands behind your back and really opening up your chest and then taking a deep breath. Please try it. It works wonders. I was blown away. And so those are the things I really wanted to make sure that I left you all with before you went into the awesome holiday that is Thanksgiving, which is food-filled, family-filled, and inevitably filled with a great deal of love. And this episode was really to make sure that you're able to, capitalize on what's already a great event. You want to make sure that the food you eat is even more enjoyable. The time you spend with family is, even greater, the quality of it and greater memories. And you want to make sure that it's pain-free and that when you're traveling to and from, Thanksgiving, you're not in pain. While you're there, experiencing time with family, you're not in pain. And that you're able to really show your love for your family and your loved ones and friends through, the food that you share with them. And that's what it's all about. So just a quick recap of, what to make sure that you're looking out for this Thanksgiving is, when you're traveling, if you already have knee pain and you want an alternative that is not a prescription drug, or you can try turmeric and visit thehappyknee.com to get your free guide, which will walk you through how to determine how much turmeric you take. Now, it's important to note, when you're taking turmeric, you're taking turmeric in capsule form. And when you look at the food at the Happy Knee Guide, which is you get for free when you sign up at thehappyknee.com, when you look at that, it'll tell you, how many milligrams and like the dosage, because it's important that you're taking it in capsule form, not simply adding it to a dish. The effect is extremely different, and it's greater when you take it in capsule form. So when you're traveling, if you already have knee pain, bring turmeric. And what's very, very helpful is making sure that you're moving while you are traveling. So if you're on a bus, or if you're driving, or if you're on a plane, Allow your knee to bend forward and backwards, and try to not lock it in a 90-degree angle as much as possible, because by doing that, you're somewhat putting pressure on your knee. And secondly, we spoke about food and Thanksgiving, which is huge. So you want to make sure that you're avoiding highly sugared foods, or at least limiting them as much as possible. And you want to avoid processed foods. That is because these are the key foods that are literally knee pain triggers. In other words, if you eat these foods in excess, you are going to have knee pain. It's literally going to cause your knee pain. And we don't need to, you know, mess up a good time with knee pain. So really try to stay away from the highly sugary foods and processed foods, or if you have to have them, then, you know, have a very limited amount. And then the second part about, you know, the food that you eat is visit the Happy Knee YouTube channel. And I have included a bunch of videos on what ingredients to cook with, as well as how to cook them and why they are good for your knee. So use that as a tool to figure out, okay, maybe I can make a dish for Thanksgiving. So visit the YouTube channel, you know, for your reference. It's always going to be there. But specifically for Thanksgiving, it'll be helpful to figure out what ingredients you should put into the dish that you bring to your family. And when you're cooking, think about, you know, you're sharing your love for your family. Like, I want you guys to be healthy. I want you to be energized. I want you to be happy. And I want you guys to want them to be with you for a long period of time. And in order to do that, you help to, you know, make nutritious as well as tasty foods, because, you know, it's always great to have a good dish. And then lastly, we spoke about what activities to do while you are at home. So if you're visiting the gym, you want to take advantage of swimming, biking, and lifting light weights. And these are activities that are low impact on your knees, and that will really help you to not miss a beat while you are away. And added to that activity that you do is breathing. So you want to make sure that you're not stressed during this awesome holiday as well. And in order to do that, you want to make sure that, you know, you just every now and then take a conscious breath. And if you are too stressed to take a breath, then that means you may have to open up your chest. And in order to do that, all you have to do is clasp your hands behind your back, and then push your chest forward. And that's kind of giving you a slight bend in your back to help further open up your chest, open up your heart, and really allow you to take a deep breath and reduce your stress level. And that is absolutely critical. You know, we don't talk about it a great deal, but stress is a huge impact when it comes to how long you live. So reducing stress, staying active, and the foods that you eat contribute to that. So thank you again for listening and joining me on the Happy Knee Radio Show. Today's episode was Thanksgiving and Your Knee. I hope that everyone has an absolutely awesome, awesome weekend and a great holiday with friends and family and loved ones. And I hope that you implement the tips that we spoke about today to really make sure that you have a beautiful and wonderful holiday, because it's really a pained knee is not welcome during the holidays. Like, it's not. So, you know, try out these tips. Let me know how they were. Visit thehappyknee.com. Get your Happy Knee gift. And if you have any questions or you have an immediate knee pain or knee issue, make sure that you sign up for a free consult to find out more about the Happy Knee program, where we really work with clients to get you a happy knee. And that's a useful knee. So have a great one, and thank you for joining.